2027 is already sold out. The AI memory crisis taking shape. The world's AI infrastructure has a problem that no amount of engineering ambition can quickly fix. Every unit of high-bandwidth memory that manufacturers will produce in 2027 has already been contractually committed. Hyperscalers and AI hardware companies have locked up next year's entire production of HBM, the specialized memory used in AI accelerators like H100s, leaving any organization without a multi-year supply agreement effectively frozen out of expanding compute capacity for at least 18 months. The shortage, circulating in industry circles under the term Ramageddon, flows from a compounding dynamic on both sides of the market. High bandwidth memory is produced by essentially three companies, SK Hynix, Samsung, and Micron, through a complex 3D die stacking process that cannot be scaled quickly regardless of demand signals. Meanwhile, every improvement in model capability triggers a new wave of training runs, requiring more accelerators, each of which requires more HBM, accelerating demand faster than supply projections from as recently as 18 months ago anticipated. The structural consequence is a durable advantage for incumbents. Companies without existing hyperscaler relationships or their own supply contracts cannot meaningfully expand AI compute capacity until at least 2028. That said, the consensus view carries real uncertainty. Efficiency gains, of the kind suggested by DeepSeek's competitive flash tier model results, could flatten total HBM demand even as AI applications multiply. Memory manufacturers also have incentives to signal scarcity that supports current pricing, and a meaningful yield improvement or new stacking architecture could shift the supply curve faster than current contracts imply. A third wildcard is China. If CXMT achieves HBM production on its publicly stated 2026 timeline, a new government-backed supplier enters a market Western analysts have assumed it cannot access. The tell will be in Q4 2026 earnings calls from memory manufacturers. Any language about spot market availability or contract renegotiation, particularly if hyperscalers begin accepting spot buys rather than requiring long-term agreements, would indicate the scarcity signal weakening ahead of schedule.